Kevin, you have any fond memories of this building as an NBA coach with the Suns? Do you even remember what your record was in here?
Don't remember the record. I know the last go-around in the playoffs, they obviously got the best of us. But, yeah, I think the year we made the finals, we swept them in the playoffs. And so that's always been my fondest memory of playing it here. Also have nightmares trying to guard the Murray-Jokic two-man game, which is, I stand by, one of the hardest things to guard in all of basketball. So I'm glad we're not having to deal with that.
And then can you just assess your team's readiness level going into, obviously, the most important game of the season?
I'd say high. You know, interesting just talking with some of the guys that were in this very similar situation last year, just picking their brains on some of the things they learned, and trying to get ahead of maybe some things that they felt like on a team and individual level were mistakes from last year. So picking their brains. But, you know, I think just I think that's what's great about the Big 12. You know, you go through a lot of, you know, battles throughout the course of the regular season, even the postseason. So I think our guys are ready. You know, we have a mature group and definitely relying on their experience as well.
Right there.
Greg Wrubell, BYU Sports Network. Just first impressions of taking a building into a tournament venue, being on the podium with your name, seeing the logos, and having this experience for the first time.
It reminds me of, you know, I was in the background, obviously, but it's not like the NBA playoffs. It's more like the NBA finals. That's just what it feels like, where everything is amped up. There's way more media. So, you know, I'm big on reference points, both with our team and even for me as I've gone throughout my career. So that's kind of what it feels like. But it's exciting, honestly. Like, this is something that, as a kid, was a huge fan of this tournament. And I think I've made this comment before, but every year in the NBA, every March would roll around, and you're watching this stuff from afar, and always like, man, I bet it's just so fun to coach in March Madness. And so here we are. So it's a little bit of a surreal moment, to be honest with you, but I'm just really excited for our players to be able to experience this with the group of guys that we have.
There.
Luke Evans, Denver Post. Kevin, I'm sure you've talked about this at length, but, you know, you mentioned trying to guard the Murray Jokic pick and roll. What kind of stylistic differences have you seen and adapted to in terms of bringing your knowledge of the NBA game to college this year? And is there any aspect of, you know, preparing for, you know, game five, game six, game seven from the NBA that you can kind of take and apply to, you know, technically one game series kind of in preparing for March Madness?
Yeah, I think just in general, like the NBA and college thing, it's more physical. There's a lot more contact is allowed in college. That was a huge adjustment for me. You know, I was kind of crying about it a lot early on in the year. Then I just had to embrace it and just figure out ways around it. You know, I think the spacing is a lot different in college and in the NBA. And then to your second part of that question, you know, one thing that I always, when I went back and every year would go back and read my notes is for my playoff prep. In the NBA, it was, you know, as a coach, you get caught up in that, how are we going to guard Murray and Jokic and all these different schemes and stuff like that. But year after year, it came back to, you know, rebounding. It came back to making quick decision with the ball. And it came back to playing together, you know. And that's stuff that definitely can rely on some of those lessons in this type of environment.
Jackson Payne, Deseret News. Coach, what are your thoughts on this VCU team as you scouted them throughout the week?
Really impressive. You know, Coach Odom does a really good job with their group. I think they're a lot of experience across the board. They got a guy that they can trust in Shulga that can, you know, make plays when they need him and just kind of be the quarterback of their team. You know, he's unique because of his size. You know, he's able to get to his spots. He never really gets sped up. So been impressed with him on the tape. I think they – you know, have a very clear identity of how they want to play. You know, they want to pick you up. They want to get after you. They want to turn you over. They want an offensive rebound. You know, they got multiple guys that hit the glass. So for me, it's they have a clear style of play and things that, you know, for us, it's ironically, is a lot of the things that we've talked about against some of the better teams in our league in the Big 12 that have a lot of similarities. So going back to the reference points and so forth, being able to reference – you know, at Iowa State or being able to reference, you know, at Arizona or whatever the case may be. I do see some similarities with this club, but it's a really good team, and they're super well coached, and you know, it's going to be a tall task for us.
Over here.
Mark Ziegler, San Diego Union Tribune. I think you're 17-3 this year at elevation, and you're 7-6 at sea level or close to sea level. How much of an advantage is it for you guys to be sent to an elevation venue for these games versus teams that are not from elevation?
Definitely, I think it's more of an advantage than a disadvantage for sure. I mean, for us, like going back to VCU style, I think we have a pretty distinct style how we want to play as well. I don't think it's a secret. We want to get out and run, you know, just stylistically, and then you tack on the elevation to that as well. I think that's definitely an advantage for us. But, you know, honestly, when I was in the NBA, like we would come to, you know, here, we go to Utah, and everybody would make a thing of it. And I'm like, okay, after about the first, once you catch your breath, I think that stuff goes out the window personally. I don't think the players are ever thinking like, man, we're at a mile high, whatever, we're going to lose the game. So I just think that it's a lot of noise, to be honest with you, especially after that first kind of wave and they get it out of their system.
Anything else? Over here.
One, I'm just following up on before about the differences with the NBA and college games. Why do you think the college game has not evolved into what the NBA game has? Is it just that there aren't as many good three-point shooters, or why isn't the spacing the same and the reliance on the three the same as it is in the NBA?
That's we could be here for hours answering that question, but I think there's a lot of things. I think the rules, number one, you know, the defensive rules as it relates to first of all, the lane's way bigger in the NBA. You can't park anybody in there. Right, so just on that alone, it's going to give you more open lane. Then you park shooters around that type of spacing. Where in the NBA, most teams are playing with four guys who can all shoot from three, some five. In college, you know, not every team is constructed that way. So I do believe it's a roster construction thing. you know, I don't think every team talks about shot diet and shot profile the way that they do in the NBA. There's a lot more. I don't know what the numbers say, but I would venture to guess there's a lot more, you know, long twos that are shot in the college game versus the NBA. I also think that, like I said, the way that the game is officiated, it's harder to create advantages in college than it is in the NBA. One, because it's how it's officiated, but two, because of the skill level. You know, the NBA, respectfully, a lot of coaches look like geniuses because you draw up a play and a guy like Kevin Durant come off a shot. No matter how he's guarded, he's probably going to make it. You know what I mean? In the college world, you're not afforded that luxury. So there is a talent discrepancy that is part of it. But I think more than anything, it's just I think it's the rules and it's how rosters are constructed. And I think. I'm seeing it more and more. I think we're seeing it more and more. More college teams are getting more constructed like NBA teams, but I think it'll trend that way. But, you know, we'll kind of see how things evolve.
Anything else? Okay. One more.
Come on, Jackson. Don't be shy, dude.
Last question.
Mawan Maggs had a really interesting year, you know, starting as a role player, getting limited minutes, entering the starting lineup, and it feels like as he's kind of taken on a bigger role as a starter, your season has kind of turned around, and you guys have caught fire, really. So talk about the value that Mawan brings to this team and what you've seen from him in this year.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was just a real lesson about just how valuable having guys that kind of been through the fire are. I mean, his personal case, he wasn't healthy when we first got him. It took him a minute to get his sea legs under him, but, you know, having a guy that can – you know, just his assignment every night is to guard the other team's best player. That's freed us up, I think, in terms of how we sub our group. It's allowed us to go a little bit deeper, which I think our depth has really been something that's been a huge benefit for our team, and he's been a big part of that. So there's a large trickle-down effect by putting him in the starting lineup, and it kind of has sort of gave everybody else a bit of a placeholder, and it's gave us a lot more experience and toughness on the defensive end.